The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. Level 2, Sports Rage, late night. I am Gabe Morenci, throwing it down with the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. The 120-minute full-court press. I'll tell you what, we're into the second half right now. The first half of the show just flew by. We could have just talked sports with Jason all night. Great stuff. Love getting the inside baseball stories. Smart executive as well. Great point that he raised. With us as far as Major League Baseball teams. There's really no trade deadline. You know, I don't know how they're going to handle that in a 60-game season. But oftentimes, guys, trades are made not, you know, for baseball purposes, but for monetary purposes, for marketing purposes. You're sending a message to the fan base. You're trying to sell tickets, et cetera. They don't have to do that now, right? Like, they don't have to do that now. Or do they? I don't know. You know, I get excited about Major League Baseball, and you hear some owners are talking about having fans at games, and, you know, and then I wonder, it's like, do you guys watch the news? Are you aware of what's going on? How are they going to be able to pull this off? Carey Price, Montreal Canadiens goaltender, says he wants to play. But right now he can't tell you whether he will or whether he won't. He says, I need to know more about the plan. I need to know where we're going. How, you know, what is the substantial plan here? And I'm really beginning to wonder what the National Hockey League's plan is besides having another drink at the Brass Rail Strip Club in Toronto. That is the unofficial National Hockey League head office. Speaking of Toronto, Vince Carter retires. Vince Carter retires, one of only five players in NBA history to score more than 25,000 points, grab more than 5,000 rebounds, had over 4,000 assists, and he's made over 500 three-point shots. The other four players to do what Vince Carter did, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Paul Pierce, and LeBron James. Wow, Paul Pierce on this list. We'll talk some insanity on the other side. And more. Portraits late night continues. Bring it. Vent your rage.
Yeah.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Rage Late Night continues. I'm Renzi. Vent your rage, 844-843-6879. 844-843-6879. Vince Carter announces his retirement after 22 years. And, you know, I'm actually glad, you know, as far as seeing Vince Carter's career, saw Vince Carter's career in its entirety, saw Vince Carter play in person numerous times, being a Raptor fan that I am. So we've had the opportunity to see Vince's career, remember him in college, obviously, as well, with the North Carolina Tar Heels. And, you know, I saw his last shot live, actually, live on TV, I should say. It was the last night that basically the sports world, like it was the night that our world changed, guys. Right? What was it? March 11th. It was that Wednesday night. It was the Wednesday night and Rudy Gobert had coronavirus and the games were about to be shut down. There was like an unknown certainty, but the Atlanta Hawks and the New York Knicks were already playing. Their game was like coming to an end as the world was about to come to an end. You know what I mean? And you sort of knew, like if you guys remember, I predicted. I was like, oh yeah, yeah, like the NCAA tournament's going to get canceled. I was so ahead of the curve. My tweet stands. I tweeted out on that Wednesday night because the Big Ten tournament was going on and all the big boys in the Big Ten were set to step up on a Thursday. And I remember I tweeted out, I said I was going to handicap these basketball games that are in the morning, but I said, why bother? I said, they're not going to play. And bing, I went to bed. I woke up the next morning and the world had stopped, basically. They shut everything down. A couple of conferences, if you remember, tried to play at like 10 in the morning and stuff. But by 1 in the afternoon or whatever, Duke sent out a statement stating they quit. They're out. They said, yeah, we're not going to any tournaments. Like, even if there is a tournament, we're not going. And then it was sort of a domino effect with the sports world. And, you know, the real world, the sports world shut down on that Thursday. It was that Wednesday night late NBA. Then Thursday, college started to shut down. NBA never restarted. And the real world shut down like the Monday, went through that weekend, and then reality kicked in. But so I remember I'm doing the show at FanDuel. We're at the Meadowlands racetrack, and of course, you know, we're at the Sports Grid studio in the lobby, and you know, we have TVs on, but there wasn't a lot on, guys, because stuff was starting to get canceled, right? Not everything was canceled, but one by one, man, stuff was getting scratched fast. And I remember I had money on the game. I had the total. And it was the Knicks and the Atlanta Hawks. Because normally I wouldn't, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on, better games than that. But so that's why it was strange that, you know, we'd have it on the Hawks and the Knicks game. But there was nothing going on. And I remember telling Window Will, yeah, yeah, just put the Hawk-Knick game on, whatever. I have money on the over. And it was a high-scoring game and whatnot. But I remember Vince Carter getting the ball late, hits the shot. And everybody really celebrated like crazy. And I was like, what's going on over there? And then it hit me. I was like, oh, man. I was like, if they shut everything down, this is Vince Carter's last shot of his career. It went in. He drained a three on the fly. It was pretty sick, actually. It was like 12 seconds left in the game. Trae Young had the ball at the three-point line and saw Vince, and he just sort of tossed it to Vince for Vince to shoot it. And without missing a beat, man, like Vince just sort of jogged up, caught the pass, poof, drained the three. Everybody sort of hugged him, and, you know, the place went crazy, and that was the end of Vince Carter's career. So Vince Carter's career comes to an end. 22 seasons, guys. 22 seasons. That's some longevity right there, man. That's some longevity right there. So if you look, so he played in the 90s. That's one decade. He played in the 2000s to 2010. That's two decades. He played, he essentially made it through four decades. It sounds crazy, like just for the yearning, but like he just got to 20. You know what I mean? Like he came in 98 and he got to 20. So, you know, he got the 90s. He got the year 2000, the decade of years, that 2002 to 10. He got, he got 10 to 20, and then he sort of got into the 20s where he got shut down. You know, sort of where he gets shut down. Now you get into his career achievements, and you know, anybody would kill to have the life and the career that this guy had. Eight-time NBA All-Star. Two-time All-NBA. Won an Olympic gold medal in 2000. Was the NBA slam dunk champion in 2000. NBA All-Rookie first team 1999. NBA Rookie of the Year 1999. Sporting News NBA Rookie of the Year 1999. But, you know, you notice what's missing there is there's not, you know, the thing with Vince Carter is, he was sort of like one of the first players of like of things to come. You know, he was a harbinger, so to speak. Like, he's so responsible for the Toronto Raptors' success, early success, and putting them on the map and not leaving them on shaky ground like the Vancouver Grizzlies were, right? But if you look at Vince Carter, and I'm not one of these people. I'm not one of these people that discounts a basketball player's career because he didn't win a championship. I hate that stuff. Right? And I tell you, NBA champions don't like that either. There's a lot of people that find it comical. Right? So I'm not one of these guys that, oh, Charles Barkley is any less of a player because he didn't win a championship. Charles Barkley was dominant when he was on the Phoenix Suns in the NBA Finals against the Bulls. Right? Like, it's you know, what the hell do you want him to do, man? The guy scored like 38 points a game, like 3 points to three games in a row or something like that. You saw The Last Dance, Barkley said. He goes, I couldn't have played any better. He goes, you know, they were just a better overall team, and they had Michael Jordan. You know, like, he goes, I couldn't have really played any better than I did. And it's true. Like, so, you know, it doesn't mean that Charles Barkley's any less. So I'm not one of these guys that says, oh, Vince Carter never won a championship, so I'm not going to take him seriously. But my deal with this is, I don't think Vince Carter ever tried to win a championship. I don't think Vince Carter ever cared about winning a championship. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, look at, and Pete Yiannopoulos, who was with us, another great guest, and Jason was a great guest in the first hour. Pete Yiannopoulos was great today on Game Time Decisions, and, you know, he agreed, he brought it up, in which he said, you notice even late in Vince's career, there was never any push, right, to go to a good team. You know what I mean? You know, he didn't care. He was happy to be on the Atlanta Hawks. It's like, I don't know, dude, like, why don't you want to be on the Lakers? Like, why don't you want to be on the Clippers? Right? And why didn't the Lakers want him? And why didn't the Clippers want him? And why didn't the Toronto Raptors want him. Right? Like a lot of people over the last couple of years have said, listen, you know, I know it ended ugly with the Vince Carter and the Raptors, but they, you know, they, the relationship is much better right now. And, you know, a lot of people thought, let's have Vince retire as a Toronto Raptor. That's like would be the best sort of scenario here. You know, he doesn't have to play much, but he can help guys in the room and he's, you know, a good character guy and all that. The Raptors had zero interest. The Raptors had zero interest. Like, you notice, like, even over the years, like, all these vets, man. Look, J.R. Smith's about to sign again. You know what I'm saying? Because J.R. Smith is a competitive baller that wants to win. Forget about that one incident, all right? LeBron was the jerk in that incident. But you know what I mean? Like, we'll continue this with Vince. So, you know, he sort of set the stage for what the modern NBA player would be of winning slam dunk contests, getting, like, a 7-Up and Sprite commercials and not winning, but being happy with it. And I'm not ripping him for it. It is what it is, but we'll continue it on the other side. Sports Rage, late night. Bring it. Vent your rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Portrait late night. Bring it. I'm Renzi. We're kicking it. We're talking about Vince Carter right now. If you want to chime in, 844-843-6879. Our main man, Yang, working the board. You can fire off your comments in the chat, Twitter, whatever. We'll set things up. Man, this show is just flying by. I got to tell you, this late-night anger management class is amazing. We could have spent all night talking with Jason Takfman, talking some baseball and sports. We got to get into some UFC with him. He was a UFC executive as well. Longtime baseball executive, general manager with the Vancouver Canadiens. We're just talking about some of the players that went through the system. So we're talking about Vince Carter here. And, you know, and none of this is what I'm saying is anything bad about Vince. Because I'm looking at his picture right now, just on his Wikipedia page. It's a picture of him smiling. You know Wilford Brimley? You know the actor Wilford Brimley? The old dude on Seinfeld, the Postmaster General? There used to be like a game. It would be like, find Wilford Brimley smiling. Quaker Oats guy. You know, like, he would never smile. You know, there was like never a picture of him smiling ever. Vince Carter, you can't find a picture of him not smiling. Like, Vince Carter is a happy dude. So when I say all this, like, I'm not ripping him for any of this. The guy's had a great life. He's, you know what I mean? He played the NBA for 22 years. Everybody loves him. He's a great guy. But as we stated, you know, listen, he goes to North Carolina, same school as Michael Jordan, right? He wins the slam dunk contest early in his NBA career, same as Michael Jordan. Right, so there was the wow, here's the new Michael Jordan. Like, basically, like, I'm telling you guys, I'm old enough, I lived through this. And it was amazing, man. The Toronto Raptors were on, like, NBC and, like, you know what I mean? Like, the guy was a megastar. Like, that is one thing you talk about Vince Carter. the guy was a bigger star than he was great player, if you know what I mean. I think that's the best way of putting it. Like, Vince Carter is one of the biggest stars in recent NBA history. The guy's never won anything. I don't even know if he won a division title before, you know, type thing. If you know what a good example is, look at the Fab Five. And I'm a Michigan fan. Look at the Fab Five. You know the Fab Five never won anything? Like, the Fab Five never even won a Big Ten title. They made it to two championship games, but they lost both times. They never won a Big Ten tournament. They never won a Big Ten championship. They never won a Big Ten anything. I don't even think they had the Big Ten tournament in those days, though, to be honest. But you know what I mean? Like, the Big Ten championship, they never won. Like, the Michigan, that Fab Five team never won anything. Like, there's no banner. Like, their Final Four banner, but, you know, they didn't win. You know, they didn't win. Yet, they're one of the most famous teams and popular teams and most famous and popular teams in basketball history, in college basketball history. Like, when you look at the documentary, great documentary, the 30 for 30 about Michigan, they said, you know, it was heartbreaking when you lost, right? Then the timeout with Chris Webber, they lost back-to-back title games. They got smoked by Duke, and then they lost a heartbreaker to North Carolina. And Jalen Rose said, he goes, yeah. He goes, we lost to Duke. We lost to North Carolina. He goes, name one guy from that North Carolina team. He goes, it's been 25 years. He goes, name one guy from that North Carolina team. And he goes, Fab Five are still one of the most famous teams in basketball history. And he's right. It's true. Eric Montrose was on that team. I'll just throw that in there. I'm just saying, coming out of North Carolina, you know, North Carolina, slam dunk champion, big TV superstar, charismatic, shoe deals, commercials, right? Like, it was like, whoa, man, Vince Carter's the next Michael Jordan. Except, you know, Vince Carter doesn't have that killer instinct. He's happy. Like, I guarantee you, like, Vince Carter won't be doing interviews in years saying, man, my career is incomplete because I didn't win a championship. Vince Carter is as happy as he can be. Like I said, he's guy's always smiling. That's just who he is. Not a bad guy, but even though he has this same stat, and we'll go to our main man, Nate in L.A. here in a second, even though, like, look, only five guys in NBA history, guys, only five guys in NBA history have done this. 25,000 or more points, 5,000 rebounds, 4,000 assists, and over 500 three-point shots made. Michael Jordan, best of the best. Kobe Bryant, right there, is the best of the best. Paul Pierce, which is pretty impressive that Pierce has done this. And LeBron James, which is, wow, LeBron's already done this, and the guy still has more basketball left, right? What's the difference? Michael Jordan's a six-time champion. Kobe Bryant's a five-time champion. Paul Pierce, two-time champion. LeBron James, three-time champion. Vince Carter is the slam dunk champion. Let's go to our main man, Nate, a.k.a. Crash, Los Angeles, Cali, in the house. What's up, Nate? How you doing, my man?
Hey, what's going on, Gabe? How's it going, man? Shout out to Nate. Clam Chowder and the whole crew.
Yeah, nice, nice. Yeah, old school, repping in the late night hours. Listen, we're in the same time zone right now as you. We're breathing the same air almost, Pacific Ocean water here.
Yeah, I think you've come down like 10 years, man. I can see it. You look all fresh. Yeah. They're treating you good up there in BC, huh?
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm not used to having people playing beach volleyball right outside my window. Threw me off today. Want to do some banking.
I can see it a bit.
And I said, I'm like, oh, man, look, they're playing volleyball. I'm like, man. One thing, it sticks out, and you know the drill. And you and I have actually been to Venice Beach together, so you know the drill. Is I feel like so unhealthy suddenly. Like, when I was in Manhattan and I'm in New York and Jersey and stuff,
yeah, right.
Everyone's just like a fat ass and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like, hey, I'm pretty fit. Right. Look at everyone. Like, everyone's just obese. You know what I'm saying? So today I was walking.
Yeah, they have three slices. I only have one.
Yeah, like today I was walking and I'm like, man. people are jogging around me, like old ladies are fit. Like people are like walking their dog all fast right past me playing volley, like I'm ducking volleyballs. And I'm like, oh, bro, like I'm like, oh, man, I'm like the least healthy person on this strip here right now.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, I got to get it more together myself, man. So don't feel alone.
Yeah, you got to start doing some laps.
Yeah, no, I've been walking a lot. I do walk a lot. I'm walking laps around a lot, walking past Clint Eastwood's office and everybody else. Nobody around.
Does he yell at you?
It's crazy.
Hey, get the hell away from me.
I want to get that, man. I've been thinking of you with that, man. I've been like, man, I hope I can run into him.
That'd be
so
great.
Cool.
Yeah, you could record Clint Eastwood yelling at you. That'd be good.
If I could go, hey, man, can you, yeah, I got, you know, give me one right here, you know. Yeah, be cool. I saw him years ago on the Universal lot, actually, though. I saw him years back.
He's like 100 years old now, bro, right?
Just
like
another old dude.
Yeah, he's not getting any.
Yeah, he's just the old cat, but... Yeah, he's up there, man. He just turned. Did he turn 90 or something? No.
I don't know. He's getting way up. His last movie was about the Atlanta bomber,
and it
sort of got sabotaged, kind of, because there was an implication in the movie that the reporter slept with the FBI agent for the information.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't a very politically correct angle, and basically the movie totally tanked. And now the studios don't really want to touch him anymore, right? They're like, nah, he's just kind of old and crazy, and people don't like him anymore. So I don't think you're going to see too many big-time Clint Eastwood movies anymore, Crash.
Well, I'll keep a lookout if I see him lurking around, you know. But you never know. But it's quiet. It's real quiet out there. But things are picking up. I mean, you know, there's bars opening and all that, but
it's still
not the, you know, the typical LA.
Nah, it's not going to be for a little while, unfortunately, as it's spiking
now. Anywhere.
Yeah, well, yeah, no, anywhere. In some places in the world it's not, right? Well, anywhere in the United States right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there's a lot of parts of the world where it's not so bad.
Well, I'm just wondering, I'm thinking of all the events people have typically more often and stuff like that too, you know. See, I would imagine it seems like it's probably quiet in a lot of places with that, you know.
Well, that's why I don't see how they're going to be playing baseball in 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks at Dodger Stadium and out there in Anaheim. It's a bad plan.
Oh, no.
It's not going to work. It won't work. Like, it's going to backfire. They'll play. Like I said, I said this before, nothing's stopping them from rolling guys out on the field, but it doesn't mean they're going to be able to be rolled out every day on the field. Like, there's going to just be like, oh, six guys got it. This guy got it. And they'll be like,
right.
It's going to be a lot of minor leaguers playing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? If maybe it'll, you know, we'll see. The virus is the boss. Maybe it'll be kind of interesting. Maybe it'll set up some, you know, wild situations in a way or something. I don't know. I mean, it's going to, but I don't know to what degree, you know. Like, is it going to be like we have a whole team that's all minor leaguers? You know, are we going to have, you know, are we going to have teams borrowing from other minor leagues because even they got wiped out or something, you know?
Well, listen, we got to run here, Nate, but yeah, we will. And don't be a stranger,
no problem,
Nate, in Los Angeles, but we will see this. You saw it in Russia the other day.
Real quick, one more question. One question, if I can get it in real quick, Gabe. What's your over-under you had with Vince when you bet on him? You know?
My over-under on Vince Carter?
Yeah, like, what's your over-under? Like, you may not be able to know the number, but did
right,
you do well with
continues.
Vince?
We got to get out of here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Rage Late Night rolls on. I am Morency, kicking and talking about Vince Carter right now. Incredible numbers that Vince Carter has put up. And then Nate asked me, was I successful betting on Vince Carter? And, well, Vince Carter didn't really play in a lot of big games for us to bet on. And it's all like basketball players are like NFL quarterbacks, right? I mean, you can get into win-loss records and stuff, but that's almost our point. If you look at Vince Carter's career, you know, that's what's missing. And, you know, like I was saying earlier, I never hold it against a player for not winning, but you can hold it against a player for not caring about not winning, right? And not even trying. You know, not even like, and I'm not ever implying that Vince Carter didn't care and didn't try per se, but, you know, you look at his career, you know, from 2014, Memphis, Sacramento, Atlanta. You know, there was, you know, veterans at this stage, they end up on good teams. Like, really, if you look at Vince Carter's career, the heyday was with the Toronto Raptors. Average over 18 points a game as a rookie. Next year, 25.7, then 27.6, then 24.7. You know, that was like the coming out party. He won the slam dunk contest in the year 2000. The Raptors were in the playoffs. The Raptors were pushing and sort of moving forward. And, you know, he famously against the Philadelphia 76ers. The Raptors are playing the Philadelphia 76ers, and the night before Game 7, and it wasn't to go to the NBA Finals either. People act as if that was the Eastern Conference Finals. It wasn't. It was the second round of the playoffs. He went to his graduation. He went to his graduation, and he flew in from the graduation to the game, to a playoff game, to an elimination game, and then he missed the shot. And it is pretty crazy because Kawhi Leonard, like, you know, the Raptors playoff history could be a hell of a lot different if Kawhi Leonard's shot doesn't go in against the Philadelphia 76ers. It would have just been another heartbreaker as Vince's shot doesn't go in. But I look at Vince Carter and he sort of reminds me of a boxer. He sort of reminds me of like a boxer who was like a dominant, you know, was like one of the biggest stars in the world for like a couple of years. And then, you know, hung around a long time and, you know, is sort of there, but people don't really remember him as a legend anymore. You have to tell people, oh yeah, man, that guy was a big star before. Right. Like that's the thing with Vince Carter. Like you look at his numbers and, you know, look, he averaged 18 points, 25 points, 27 points, 24 points, 20 points, 22 points, 27.5, 24.2, 25, 21, 20. That's a hell of a run right there. That's a hell of a run of 10-plus years of putting up some serious pointage in the NBA. But as I stated, then sort of like a fighter, there was the latter years where the numbers like sort of came down and it killed his overall average. You know, like over the last few years, this year he averaged 5 points a game. The year before, 7 points a game. The year before, 5 points a game. The year before that, 8 points a game. 6.6 points a game. 5.8 points a game. Like, look, in the last 6 years, the highest point total that he had was 7.4. Yet the guy can still play. So that's what I'm saying. He's kind of an enigma. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he was just sort of happy just lingering on the bench for the last 6-7 years, clearly just cashing the check. You know, he liked the money. He liked being in the NBA. But, you know, where's that, like, hey, man, you know, send me to a winner. And how come no winning team ever stepped up and said, you know, hey, let's bring Vince Carter in, man. We don't have to pay him a ton of money, and he won't complain. He's a good guy, and he'll help our team. No, he wasn't really ever viewed like that. Now, as far as like Vince Carter, though, and his legacy, as we stated, you know, as we get older, you know, you look back and you have to tell people sometimes, yeah, I don't think you understand, man, how big of a star this person was or how big that band was or how big of a model somebody was or an actor or whatnot, right? You know, like massive box office draws. But Vince Carter really was one of the biggest names in the game. And, you know, you look at sports now, and specifically the NBA, like, you know, we used to judge. That was my point earlier. And even I used to do it. You know, Kobe Bryant sort of looked at his career as a failure because he never passed Michael Jordan. Think about that. Like, Kobe was like, yeah, whatever, man, five, you know. And, you know, Joy, I want to pass Jordan. You hear Jordan's got six. You heard Jordan in The Last Dance say, you know, kind of incomplete. You know, we could have gotten seven, maybe eight. You know, not happy. You know what I mean? Like, just sort of that non, you know, they're not complacent. But I don't hold it against a guy like Karl Malone. I don't hold it against Charles Barkley. I don't hold it against a John Stockton. Like, when I think of John Stockton, I just think of an awesome player. I don't think of, oh, John Stockton, the guy that never won before. No, I just think John Stockton, yeah, one of the greatest point guards ever. He's a great player, right? There's a ton of great players that didn't win. But the thing is, John Stockton tried to win. John Stockton came close to winning. John Stockton made it to two NBA finals in a row. You know what I mean? If not for Michael Jordan, would be an NBA champion, right? Like, Karl Malone laid it out there on the line. I don't hold it against him for not winning. Charles Barkley laid it out on the line, man. I don't hold it against him for not winning. But we all did at the time. People did at the time. People still bring it up. Shaq busts his balls all the time about this. What do you know? You never won anything? They still drop this on poor Chuck right now. What do you know? You never won anything. You get this all the time. You hear this, right? And I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's fair. But there's a whole new generation of NBA players. And I'm not talking about, like, you know, this isn't like a millennial thing. This has been sort of since Vince Carter, to be honest. And this is where I'm going with this. You look at, like, the NBA now, like, it's sort of a league where there's some dudes that are intense and it'll play defense, but they're few and far between. You know what I mean? Like, what, you know, you look at, like, Vince Carter. I think, you know, a classic example, and this makes my point, actually, a lot, is you look at Vince Carter, and where was Vince Carter playing? In Toronto, all right? Where's Andrew Wiggins from? Andrew Wiggins is from Toronto. All right, so you look at, like, the wave of NBA players that, you know, that he influenced. Kevin Durant, whatever. There's a million guys that, you know, were Vince, you know, their favorite player was Vince, etc. But Karl-Anthony Towns, Andrew Wiggins, Devin Booker, you look at these guys, are sort of classic examples of what, like, Vince Carter was, in a way. Like, Karl-Anthony Towns puts up monster numbers. You know, like, he does. But they're hollow, in a way. He never wins. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, dude, I don't know. You scored 31 points. You had 14 rebounds. And you block 8 shots. But, you know, you disappeared in the last 3 minutes of the game. Or you missed a free throw to won the game for us. Like, literally. You know what I mean? Remember that time they blew their, like, 28-point lead in the last 2 minutes? You know what I'm saying? Same with Andrew Wiggins. Like, you look at Andrew Wiggins' career on paper or on a computer screen, because there's no paper anymore in this world. You look at a computer screen, and you'll be like, wow, man, this dude averaged, like, 22 points a game in the NBA for, like, 8 years in a row. Like, it's not easy to do that. Like, that's pretty impressive, pretty gifted. Whatever, man. Do you want Andrew Wiggins on your team? I don't. Nobody does, really. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the Warriors have him now. Now, the Warriors could be a good fit for him, too, like, to get him interested. But you hear what I'm saying? Like, the NBA is a league where, like, that's sort of prevalent, that you get the feeling. It's like, man, these guys don't really care about winning. Like, you know, it's not about winning a championship. It's about getting a max contract. It's about banging a Kardashian. It's about getting rich. And all, you know, good ambitions. I get it. Like, I'm not ripping them. That's my point. I'm not saying that Andrew Wiggins is a bad person because of this. All right? I'm not saying he's a bad person. Karl Anthony Towns is a great kid, man. Wiggins is a nice guy in real life, too. I know people that know Wiggins. They're like, yeah, he's a chill dude. Like, you know what I mean? He's not like a jerk or anything. He's a chill guy. But, you know, he just doesn't care. Like, look at Andrew Wiggins. Andrew Wiggins never plays for Team Canada in anything important. Like, he never has. Like, there's always an excuse. Why doesn't he? He doesn't care. Like, he plays basketball to get paid. Like, Andrew Wiggins isn't playing basketball because he loves it. And Andrew Wiggins isn't playing basketball because he's like, oh, man, I'll do anything to try to win a gold medal with Canada, man. That'll be awesome. You know what I mean? He's like, nah, I don't get paid to do that. And it's international. And I don't really get paid. And nah, I might get hurt. No, I get paid to play in the NBA. I'm good. Right? There's no, you know, we talked about this with Pete Yiannopoulos about Devin Booker. Devin Booker came into the year this year complaining about how the Phoenix Suns always lose. It's like, bro, you don't play any defense. You're just worried about banging models on Instagram all the time. What, because you score a bunch of points? You think that's like caring about winning? Right? So I think Vince Carter actually, and I'm not ripping Vince for this, but in that era, guys, like Michael Jordan was still around and stuff. You know what I mean? Or like in that, you know, that time frame, those guys, Kobe, Jordan, you know, the Birds, the Isaiah Thomas, the real competitors of the world, they were still in the league. They were at the tail end of their careers in this at this point, obviously. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, Vince Carter comes in 1998. So when Vince Carter comes into the league and he wins Rookie of the Year and then he wins the slam dunk contest and then the Raptors start getting good, you know, hey, let's bring in Charles Oakley. Let's bring in Antonio Davis. We got Tracy McGrady. You know what I mean? Like they started to put a team together. It was like, okay, take that next step, Vince. You know what I mean? Like, all right, you won the slam dunk contest. That's good. That's cool. Yeah. You know what? We're on NBC every Sunday now. We're the game of the week now all the time because of you. And there's the NBC and Hanson Storm. Dun, 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 dun. They never heard of Toronto before. Now they're coming here every Sunday. You know, the Raptors were on TV all the time suddenly with Vince Carter. You know, he's on the cover of magazines. He's in rap videos. He's in, like, TV shows. You know, he had everything going. But what did he not have going? It was almost that, all right, bro, you're Michael Jordan, man. You went to North Carolina. You won the slam dunk contest. You're scoring like him. You're scoring 27 points a game, bro. Right? In the playoffs, though, he'd sort of, you know, he didn't have that instinct. I'll never forget when he was on the Raptors, he struggled. And after the game, somebody asked him. They said, you know what, how come you didn't take a shot? How come you didn't step up in the fourth quarter? And Vince got defensive. And he said, yo, basketball is a team sport. I'm not the only one on the court. And Charles Oakley's locker was right beside him. And Oakley overheard. And he said, no, but you are the highest paid player on the team. In other words, yeah, it's on you. Right? Like Vince. And once again, not a bad guy, but he just wanted to dunk and have fun, man. He wasn't ready to put a team on his back. You know what I'm saying?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back to live action, fellas. Great job tonight, Yang. Crazy thing about Vince Carter. Vince Carter, the last active NBA player to appear on a Nintendo 64. Vince Carter, last active NBA player to appear on Nintendo 64. Vince Carter has played with or against these NBA fathers and sons. Rick and Jalen Brunson, Dell, Seth, and Steph Curry. Patrick Ewing and Jr. I got to be honest, I don't remember a Patrick Ewing Jr. ever playing. Harvey, Jeremy, and Jerry and Grant. Tim Hardaway and Tim Hardaway Jr. Jaren Jackson and Jaren Jackson Jr. Gary Payton and Gary Payton II. Was Gary Payton II like in the NBA? I don't remember Gary Payton's kid. Glenn Robinson and Glenn Robinson III. Ardaeus and Domantas Sabonis, Gary Trent and Gary Trent Jr. that he has played against. But one thing, and you look at his dunks, and we just talked about Vince, and none of it I'm trying to be negative about anything but Vince. But one thing about Vince Carter, there's been a lot of great dunkers. It's hard to say, all right, this guy's the best dunker, and that guy's the best dunker. Michael Jordan wasn't the best dunker. Michael Jordan took off from the free throw line. Jordan had a couple of cool dunks in games, but it wasn't like that, oh, my God, right? And Jordan really just took Dr. J. Dr. J took off from the free throw line. Jordan just did the cool pose in the air. And, oh, Jordan's awesome, obviously. But, you know, when I think of best dunkers, that comes to mind probably Dominique Wilkins, the human highlight reel. Dominique Wilkins on Atlanta Hawks was, like, just sort of, like, crazy, like, just crazy dunks, guys. Like, people really would get the hell out of the way and be like, oh, boy, he's coming. But the thing is, Vince Carter, one of the best, if not the best dunker of all time, like, in games. Like, Vince would do things in games that people can't do in slam dunk contests. Like, jumping over Frederick Weiss of France in the Olympics might be the definition of posterized. Like, as we stated, Vince was a mega superstar, man. Mega superstar. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Nearly Home. Isn't home where we all want to be? Reba here for Realtor.com, the pros' number one most trusted app. Finding a home is like dating. You're not just looking for a place to live. You're searching for the one. That's where Realtor.com comes in. Like any good matchmaker, they know exactly where to look. With over 500,000 new real listings straight from the pros every month, you could find your perfect match today. Ranch style with a pool, barn dominium with an in-law suite, Realtor.com's got them. Modern craftsman with a big yard and a treehouse out back, Realtor.com will have you saying, yep, that's the one. No more swiping. It's time to start finding. Download the Realtor.com app today, because you're nearly home. Make it real with Realtor.com.
Pros number one most trusted app based on August 2025 proprietary survey. Over 500,000 new listings every month based on average new for sale and rental listings, July 2024 to June 2025.